If everyone would, please turn to 1 Corinthians 15. We'll be reading verses 54 through 58. 1 Corinthians 15, 54 through 58. Really appreciate everyone for giving me the opportunity to stand up here and go through the Word of God with each other once again. Had to look over there and whisper to Stephanie and ask her if she requested Mark to sing one of these songs that he sung, because it lines right up with the lesson that I will be speaking on today. And I'm going to read the chorus one more time. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that would be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Today's lesson will be talking about victory. In 1 Corinthians 15, verses 54, it reads, "So when this corruptible has put on incorruption, and this mortal has put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thank be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." We have the victory in Jesus Christ. And that victory started in Matthew chapter 1. And verse 21. And the word reads, "And she will bring forth a son, and you should call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sin." We have victory in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. God's will is for Christians to be free from the power of sin through faith in Jesus Christ. Our Heavenly Father has given us a way to be redeemed back to Himself. Nothing that we can do, nothing that we have to do, but have faith in Him because He is able. Will we miss the mark sometimes? Sure. We will miss the mark sometimes. But our Heavenly Father loved us so much that we don't have to do like Adam and hide ourselves. We are able to come to Him and ask for forgiveness and repent and ask for knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of not to make the same mistakes again. We have victory in Jesus Christ, our Lord. We have victory over death. In 1 Corinthians, we've seen that Paul told the Corinthians that we have that victory. And it says, "O death, where's your sting?" Jesus' death and resurrection offers us believers victory over death and promise of eternal life. Removing this sting, we don't have to suffer and pay the penalty for our sins any longer. The penalty of death, eternal, is not upon us anymore. In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 5, chapter 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8. And I'm going to start at 6. So we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in this body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, yes, well pleased, whether to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. We don't have to suffer from the eternal death. And even Paul said in one passage that he would rather be absent from the body than to be present from the Lord. This physical body is only temporarily. I know we have aches and pains. I know we have sickness. I know we have things that we just don't want to deal with on an everyday basis. But our Heavenly Father has promised us that one day these things will cease. We're just pilgrims passing through this earth. Jesus promised that he had went and prepared a place for those who believe in him, for those who trust his word, for those who keeps his commandments. We have victory over condemnation. In Romans chapter 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 1 through 13. And it reads, there is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh on account of sin. He condemned sin in the flesh that the righteous requirements of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnal minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is empty against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can it be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you, now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells in you. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. We are not condemned anymore by the sin and the flesh that we also have to fight on an everyday basis. We are not condemned by the accusations that the enemy tried to bring against us, our past. We are not condemned about what we did 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago. The enemy will bring up things in your past and try to ask you, as he did in the beginning, did God forgive you for that? He would try to make you not forgive yourself. He does it every day to people. If God says he's forgiven you, please, brothers or sisters, forgive yourself. We have victory over the world. In John 16 and 33, John chapter 16, verse 33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulations, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Is our victory measured by the circumstances and situations in our lives? Is our victory over the world measured by the circumstances and situations of our life daily that goes on in this world? No, because Jesus promised, he tells us here that we will have trials and tribulations, but we still have the victory through him. Believers overcome the world's troubles and allurements by faith in Jesus Christ, who has already overcome the world. Jesus on the cross, his death, burial, and resurrection make us victorious over the things of this world. It is hard to live in this world because everything pretty much goes against or contradicts against God's word. So we as Christians trying to live in a world that goes against everything that we believe, it is hard sometimes. But we have victory and peace in Jesus Christ. Number five, we have victory over Satan and his army. Christ's work on the cross disarmed the powers and authorities of Satan and other spiritual enemies. If you would look at Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2. And I'm going to start at verse 8. And it reads, "Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the traditions of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are completed in him, who is the head of all principalities and powers. In him you were all circumcised, with the circumcision made with hands, by putting off the body of sin of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, in which you also were raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead, and you being dead in your trespasses and in the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven all you all trespasses, and having wiped out all handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us. And he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it. We have victory over the enemy, Satan. In Revelations chapter 12, starting at verse 10, and it reads, "Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to the death. Therefore, rejoice, O heaven, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time." He knows he has a short time. We have victory through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I say all of this to say, brothers and sisters, in Christ Jesus, we have already won the fight. We already have victory over all things in him. So we don't fight for victory. We fight because we have the victory. That's why David was able to defeat Goliath, a giant way bigger than he was. Something that he probably didn't really understand because he was a young boy, but he knew he had the victory through our Heavenly Father. And we can do the same thing. Have the same mind that David had. Have the victory in your walk, in your faith, and in your belief in Christ Jesus on a daily basis. If there's anyone out there today that feel like they've been overwhelmed, that's already in Christ, but feel like you're just stagnant, feel defeated, overwhelmed, and need prayer, we are always here to pray with each other and for each other. If there's anyone out there today that has not stepped up to the battlefield to have this same victory in Jesus Christ, and you want to do so today and give your life to Christ and be baptized and repent from those ways of life that we once lived, come up as we stand and we sing.